The opening bars of the song, it's obvious to me that whoever is advising the vaccines on musical direction has heard Arctic Monkeys' 2013 single, Do I Wanna Know, highlighted its virtues and told Justin Young, archetypal sixth form poet, that he should replicate it. Unfortunately, Young lacks the gritty songwriting ability and dulcet Sheffield monotones of Alex Turner, and in Dream Lover has produced something lacking any substance or originality. For a band whose core fan base consists largely of teenage girls, to write a song about having one-night stands is surely misconceived. Graham Coxon once said, in relation to the period of time in which Blur became a teeny pop band, "I could see beyond the first two rows of any shows and see that there was chin rubbers there and people that appreciated our music on many different levels." Similarly, the front two rows of a Vaccines gig would be made up of a new generation of teenagers who like the band's collective haircut and want nothing more than to scream with excitement at their proximity to said haircut. However, due to Dream Lover being bereft of creativity both lyrically and musically, and lacking the subtlety to be appreciated on any level, they are unlikely to attract any other type of fan. Largely speaking, an insult to rock and roll. Dream Lover, the second single from the upcoming English Graffiti album, is available now, and the album is expected on the 25th of May. Though why you'd want to buy either is beyond me.
Outside the box, and anybody could have.